time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 92. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wabash Area Development Incorporated's Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, will begin tomorrow for households with anyone 60 or older or with anyone receiving disability. Those households may begin calling to schedule an appointment now. Amy Hart, with WADI, says the sooner people call for an appointment, the sooner the assistance process can begin. She says people don't have to wait to call.
But you do not have to have a late bill to sign up. We prefer you don't, of course, because that's considered a, we have to expedite things a little more. It's more paperwork. But if you just, if you can keep paying your bill until our application's done and it's been given to your vendor, it is a smoother process.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Hart says LIHEAP numbers have grown fairly substantially in previous years.
Last year in Wayne County, we filed 806 applications. That included the regular applications and the Reconnect Assistance applications, which was up from the year before, about 20%. So we do see that there is a need in our county, and we are trying to reach out to anybody that we can help. Just please realize we'll get you in as quick as we can.
For households with children 5 years old and younger, appointments may be scheduled starting November 1st. Everyone else may schedule LIHEAP appointments starting December 1st. Anyone seeking more information or an appointment should call WADI at 842-2962. More news next.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life, but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decision with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
There's an old saying that reminds us that you don't miss something until it's gone. That's especially true when you get in a hot car and turn on your air conditioner, only to find it doesn't work. Let Cherry Street Automotive service your vehicle's air conditioner, and you'll ride in cool comfort on even the hottest days. Plus, Cherry Street Automotive can check your belts, hoses, and engine coolant to make sure your engine's cooling system is working right, too. Call Cherry Street Automotive in Carmine today, 382-7165.
In other news, the 8th annual Paint Out begins tomorrow, and it will run through Saturday. 26 professional artists from several Midwest states will converge in Fairfield, as Melinda States explains.
We had a unique situation this year. We offered a free registration for the Quick Paint if artists were signed up by December 31. By December 31, we had 25 artists signed up. That we were full.
State said several of the artists should be familiar names around the area.
Caleb Shelby's from West Salem coming. Vicki Gifford from here in Fairfield. Then also there are some returning artists that they'll recognize names, like Tammy Lynn Dickerson, Marty Coulter, Marsha Willman, Teddy Jackson, Lorraine McFarlane, Daniel Fishback, a lot of those names have come year after year from Missouri.
The Paint Out headquarters will be at Bob Boyles Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College. Completed works will be available for purchase there at a premier exhibit on Friday. Supporters have purchased over $50,000 of professional artwork in the past 3 years, and all funds go to the artists. The exhibit will charge a $5 admission fee, and those who attend will be entered into a drawing for an original painting from local artist Spencer Meager. More information may be found on the Fairfield Paint Out Facebook page. The 55th Annual FCHS Alumni Association Dinner and Homecoming will be held at the Fairfield Community of Christ Church Family Life Center on Saturday, October 12th at 5 p.m. A reception will be held from 9:30 to 11:30 that morning in the Fellowship Hall of the First United Methodist Church. The association will salute the class of 1969, and Dr. Cindy Bigler will be the speaker. Dr. Bigler is a psychologist in Indiana, and she is the mother of FCHS social worker Becky August and the grandmother of Homecoming Queen candidate Phoebe August. Reservations for the dinner may be made until this Saturday by emailing Judy Griswold at judygriz@aol.com. The cost is $20 per person. Alumni will also have a chance to tour Fairfield schools on the 12th. At noon, they will meet Superintendent Jill Fulkerson at FCHS. They will then travel to Center Street at 1 to meet Superintendent Dr. Scott England, and then move on to Northside at 2. The Hannah House Museum will also be open that day from 9:30 to 2:30, and it will have a sponsored car show, homecoming displays, lunch, and music. Frontier Community College has planned a special evening for high school students on Wednesday. The event is titled SPIN, or Student and Parent Information Night, and students in Clay, Edwards, and Wayne counties are invited to attend. The highlight of the evening will be the awarding of several scholarships to seniors in attendance. Julie Bryant has more details.
It'll start at 6 o'clock, so it runs from 6 to 8, and you can show up anytime after 5:30 is kind of the registration, but you'll walk into Workforce Development Center, and we'll have a registration table where we'll check your name off and take your name and put it in the bucket for whichever school you're from, because we're going to be drawing names at the end of the event for scholarships.
$500 tuition scholarships will be awarded to at least one senior from each high school in Clay, Edwards, and Wayne counties in attendance. Students and parents can also learn firsthand about FCC's programs and degrees, meet with instructors and academic advisors, learn about upcoming scholarship opportunities and financial aid, and plan for the future. The evening will include a catered dinner, information booths, and door prizes and giveaways. Bryant says, although it isn't required, people are encouraged to RSVP.
So if you want to RSVP, there is a Google form out there, and there's several ways to get that. You can go to our website, and it's on our homepage. There's a link to the story, which gives you access to the survey to complete that. You can also go to our Facebook page, and on the event, we have a link to that. And you can also get it from your guidance counselor if you're at the high school. They have access to that because we've been in contact with them. So there's several ways to RSVP. We've also had parents call the college directly, and they kind of RSVP for their child because they see the importance of going to the event.
Students and parents may contact Carrie Halbert at FCC for more information about SPIN. She may be reached by phone at 842-3711 or by email at halbertc@iecc.edu. The Illinois Department of Transportation has announced that there will be bridge construction on Illinois Route 141 just east of Illinois Route 1 near Omaha. Weather permitting, IDOT will start construction today to remove and replace the bridge carrying 141 over a tributary to Cane Creek, just east of Route 1. Traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by signals beginning at 7 a.m., and work is expected to last until next summer. Drivers should be aware of a 10-foot 6-inch width restriction in place for the construction. Motorists are also asked to reduce speed, be alert to equipment, and use extreme caution through all work zones. To avoid any delays, people should seek an alternate route. Emergency vehicles will be allowed through the work zone as quickly as possible. Tomorrow marks the start of archery deer season in Illinois, and Tim Schweitzer with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has a few reminders as hunters get set to head out into the fields and woods.
there'll be a lot of bow hunters out and ready to go. And, of course, archery deer permits. Residents of the state want to buy an archery deer permit. You can get them over the counter at places that sell Illinois Department of Natural Resources licenses and permits. Those are available, and they'll be available throughout the season. They're statewide permits, so you don't need to buy it for a specific county. But we want to encourage folks, if they're getting ready for hunting season, and bow hunting deer is the real kickoff to the prime time of fall hunting here in Illinois, that they make sure that, say you're planning to hunt from an elevated tree stand. We want to make sure that hunters get their tree stand installed properly if they need to get that done here in the next week or so before they perhaps plan to be out opening day or in the opening few days of the season. Make sure your tree stand is properly installed, or if you leave it up all year on your own property, perhaps, give it a take a checklist out, a safety checklist, and make sure everything is secure and ready. We don't want folks getting up in an elevated tree stand and having a mishap and ending up on the ground. We'd rather that you climb in safely, be secure when you're in that elevated stand, and be safe getting out as well. We want folks to enjoy hunting, not have a trip to the hospital as part of their hunting trip.
Schweitzer also says those who plan to hunt on public land should make sure they check the regulations for their specific site. On private land, people need to be sure they have permission to hunt, as trespassing laws do apply. The two firearm deer weekends in Illinois are November 16th through the 18th and November 29th through December 2nd. More information on hunting requirements may be found at dnr.illinois.gov. Today's crude oil price is $49. That's down 50 cents from Friday. The November crude oil price is $55.69. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Amy Hart with Wabash Area Development Incorporated. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. On Morning Coffee, Mark Turner and Mike Dreith will welcome Carrie Halbert. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers and a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sport physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at the Grayville and Sisney locations, and in Fairfield by appointment. Call 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Flora resident Dion E. Tackett died Saturday afternoon. He was retired from Fetters in Effingham. Dion Tackett is survived by one brother, Ronnie Tackett of Flora, one sister, Vicky Klein of Fairfield, two nieces, and one nephew. A funeral service for Dion Tackett will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will be in Clay City Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. Memorials are suggested to St. Jude Hospital for Children, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 92. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Farming. It's genetics. It's what you are, who you are, what you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge of your land and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's built on service, with trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Talk to your local Golden Harvest seed advisor or visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Time for a Monday check of sports. Cardinals are the National League Central champs for the first time since 2015, clinching the division with a 9-0 rout of the Cubs in the regular season finale Sunday at Busch Stadium. Jack Flaherty pitched 7 shutout innings to finish the season, 11-8. Matt Carpenter hit a 3-run blast, Dexter Fowler a 2-run homer, and Paul Goldschmidt added a solo shot for the Cardinals, who snapped a 4-game losing streak. MLB postseason gets going Tuesday as the Nationals and Brewers open wildcard action in Washington. A's will host the Rays on Wednesday in the AL wildcard game. Braves and Cardinals clash in the NLDS, while the Dodgers await the NL wildcard winner. Both of those series start on Thursday. A's-Rays winner will take on Houston in the ALDS beginning on Friday. Twins and Yankees begin their ALDS matchup on Friday as well. Cubs are saying goodbye to manager Joe Maddon after 5 seasons. Club announced Sunday they would not be offering Maddon a contract extension. The decorated skipper had a successful tenure with the Cubs, including leading them to their first World Series championship in 108 years in 2016. Maddon had a .582 winning percentage with the Cubs. Pirates also decided to fire manager Clint Hurdle Sunday after 9 seasons. The last place Bucks won only 69 games this year.
In Detroit on Sunday before improving to 4-0, Darrell Williams scored a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns, the final one on a one-run burst with 23 seconds left in the Chiefs' 34-30 win over the Lions. Elsewhere, Jamie Collins forced Buffalo's fourth turnover, intercepting Matt Barkley's pass with 1:27 remaining to seal New England's 16-10 win over the Bills. The Rams suffered their first loss since the Super Bowl as Jameis Winston led the Buccaneers' offense to a 55-40 stunner at Los Angeles. Baker Mayfield threw for 342 yards as the Browns downed the Ravens 40-25. Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have won their first division title in 4 years, trouncing the Chicago Cubs 9-0. Two managerial changes. Joe Maddon will not be back with the Cubs next season, and Clint Hurdle has been let go by the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's sports. I'm Seth Everett.
FCHS went 1-2 at the Fairfield Tennis Invitational on Saturday. Mules lost 3-2 to Newton as Alexis Worthy won in singles play and Lainey Kuntz and Cassidy Webb in doubles play. Beat Mount Carmel 3-2 with Lainey Milner, Adriana Munoz, and Alexis Worthy winning in singles play. And lost 4-1 to Carmi White County as Kerrigan Harvey and Brittany Titzer won in doubles play. College volleyball from the weekend. FCC defeated Shawnee Community College on Saturday 25-12, 25-9, and 25-19. College softball from yesterday. Murray State over Frontier 3-0 in Game 1. In Game 2, it was Murray State over Frontier 9-1. NFL action from yesterday. Bears over the Vikings 16-6. Raiders beat the Colts 31-24.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart in Champaign with the Illini Today for this Monday. On today's show, the Illini football team back to work this weekend, and Illini volleyball splits over the weekend. That and more on the Illini Today.
Tate and Lyle is making food extraordinary. We turn corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients to help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. While our business has a global reach, we maintain a strong focus locally, providing comprehensive grain services to our farmers through our elevator network and supporting the communities we both call home. Tate and Lyle, making food extraordinary.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
The Illinois football team, after a bye week, up to Minneapolis this weekend, will take on the Golden Gophers Saturday at 2:30 at TCF Bank Stadium. We'll talk about it with Coach Lovie Smith tonight on the Coach Lovie Smith radio show on the same network station starting at 7 p.m. Illini volleyball split over the weekend, lost to Nebraska in a marathon five-setter Friday night, 3-2, but bounced back to beat Iowa on Saturday night. 3-0. Here's Coach Chris Thomas.
And it was, you know, slugfest last night, and, you know, the first 15 points seemed that we were kind of wearing off some of that tiredness. But, you know, I took the time out at 9-5 or 10-5, whatever it was. I said, I like everything we're doing. It's just like last night. We had to execute a little bit better, and we honed in. And then again, towards the third, it was got a little sloppy again. But that's, again, I would attribute that to last night a little bit. But, you know, good teams respond, and we were able to respond tonight.
Yeah, we talked about that timeout specifically earlier on. I think you were 4 kills, 4 errors at that point of that timeout, and then you rattled off 11 kills, 2 errors after that. Whatever you said in that timeout, bottle it. It worked.
I wish I had that type of magic, but it's about the team. I always tell the team that they're the ones that are out there doing it. So just really proud of how their response tonight, especially after a long, grueling match last night and against a quality Iowa team. And, you know, I thought except for one kind of streak in from the service line, I thought we did a pretty nice job overall and took them off the net, not what they wanted to do.
Next up, the Illini at Indiana Friday night at 6. Illini soccer trying to snap a 2-game losing streak. After a pair of losses on the road this last weekend, the Illini losing at Iowa 3-1 were shut out 1-0 in Lincoln yesterday. Tristan Nolan tied for first for Illini women's golf in Norman, Oklahoma. Illini women finished 5th at that event. And men's and women's cross country over in Columbus. The men finished 6th out of 8. The women's team finished 2nd out of 12. And that's the Illini Today.
Here's your schedule for today in high school football. FCHS JV is at Carmi White County starting at 6:15. High school volleyball today, FCHS is at Mount Carmel in a match starting at 5:15. Wayne City hosts Oblong at 6:15. Edwards County at home against El Dorado at 6:15. High school tennis, FCHS is at Heron at 4 p.m. High school golf, FCHS hosts Woodlawn and Vienna starting at 4 p.m. High school baseball, Wayne City hosts Woodlawn at 4:15. SIJH Class S Baseball Regional at Sisney today. New Hope takes on Sisney for the regional title. In the Class M Regional at Albion, Center Street plays Albion for the regional title at 4:30. And in softball at the Class M Regional at Albion, Center Street plays NCOE at 4:30 for the regional title. NFL action tonight, the Bengals take on the Steelers. Inaugural FCHS football alumni 7-on-7 tournament scheduled for Saturday, October 12th, with registration at 9 a.m. and play beginning at 10 a.m. The cost is $100 per team of 7 to 10 players. All participants must be FCHS football alumni. Teams may include players from different graduating classes. More information, you can contact Coach Justin Townsend at jtownsend@fchsmules.com or call 838-3140. Alumni will also have the chance to purchase old Mules jerseys from 2001 to 2015, with all proceeds going to help purchase new Mules football uniforms. That is a Monday check of sports. Fairfield area weather forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 92. Clear tonight, low 68. For tomorrow, sunshine, high of 92. Sunny and 95 on Wednesday. For Thursday, partly cloudy, high 78. And the outlook for Friday, sunshine with the high of 70. Overnight low was 69. Yesterday's high, 91. Currently, humidity at 91%. Winds are calm. Pressure at 30.1. Right now, we've got clear skies and 69 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.